Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Well, this guy's no doctor. We had Dr. Ed Dominguez on, but Dr. Ed is no Gilbert Gottfried either, for that matter.
Yeah. Gottfried's amazing colossal podcast is on Apple Podcasts. And who wouldn't want a personalized message for Father's Day?
Oh, that's
from,
right.
From Gilbert from cameo.com. And Gilbert is joining us now.
Hi, hey. Gilbert. How you doing, bud?
Oh, hi. Well, I got all the plugs out of the way, so I think I can hang up.
How much do you charge for a cameo greeting?
$150.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's pretty
well
cool.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Okay. I've seen you do your podcast now. You're doing it on Zoom. You've been quarantined. What have you been doing for 2.5 months, and are you going nuts?
The weird thing that I've realized with the quarantine is that my life, how much my life has stayed the same. I sit on the couch watching bad television.
Yeah.
And I don't have any friends to socialize with. And so I realized my life hasn't changed a whole lot.
Like, were you supposed to be doing something?
Yeah, you're
now?
Not on the road, though. You're out on the road right
Did
now.
Did you have something on the schedule for the middle of June that you had to cancel?
Yeah. It's funny to look in my date book. It's I see all the pages that I have crossed out. Of all these different, like, comedy clubs I was flying to and all those things.
The documentary on your life, you have a bunch of shampoo from hotel rooms. So is that running low now?
See, I was prepared.
You were prepared.
People were mocking me all this time.
Not but anymore.
Yes, document. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sitting comfortably with, 20,000 little bottles of shampoo and skin lotion.
He ain't lying, by the way, because in the documentary, he pulls up underneath his bed, he pulls out a huge drawer, and it's full of shampoo and skin lotion from hotels. You're right. We did laugh at you. Now, who's laughing now?
Yeah. Yeah. The documentary's called Gilbert.
Yes.
I don't know what the name means, but imaginative title. Yeah. And I still have bars of soap when airlines used to have individual bars of soap in a dispenser.
Oh, my God.
When you went. They used to have these tiny bars of soap wrapped in paper. They must have killed, a trillion trees over the years with just the paper around. And these soaps were like you could wash one hand with them.
How far back does your collection go? Like decades?
Yeah, like the Wright brothers. And now what upsets me is, like, in hotels, now they've got the shampoos that are clamped to the wall.
I know.
Yeah, they're in dispensers.
Yeah, you're screwed now, right?
Yeah, because if you took the dispenser off the wall, they would probably charge you for that.
Okay, you're in how's the show Tournament of Laughs? You're going to be on that, right?
Yeah. I know nothing about it other than it's a competition.
Yep.
And vote for Gilbert Gottfried.
Okay, yeah. That's what we'll do then. We'll do that. It's on TBS coming up.
7 episodes on TBS, and it starts on Sunday the 21st.
The podcast, the colossal podcast, is still existing. Who's been locally? Who's been some of your recent guests we should check out?
Well, for Father's Day, we had, two different shows. We interviewed Jack Lemmon's son and Walter Matthau's son.
That's what I wanted to bring up anyway, because I saw you did that, and I think Walter Matthau's son, his name's Charlie, right? Am I right about that?
He was
an actor of some sort when he was younger, and you did the voice of his dad to him. Am I right?
Yes.
Can I hear your Walter Matthau?
For 6 months I lived alone in this apartment. I was dejected, despondent, and alone. And then you walk in, my dearest and closest friend, and after 3 months of close personal contact, I'm about to have a nervous breakdown. Do me a favor, Felix. Move into the kitchen. Take your pots, your pans, your ladle, your meat thermometer.
That's the Odd Couple. Yeah. Now, I think that obviously sounds exactly like him. Did his son think it sounded like him?
I think so. Yeah.
I never heard you do that voice. Go ahead.
Yeah, and coming up, we're going to interview Alan Arkin and Anna Arkin.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's
yeah. They're great, both great actors. Love them both, man. That'll be fun. And you haven't recorded that one yet?
Not yet. No.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. How many of those do you do? How often do you do the giant or the amazing colossal podcast?
Usually one a week.
One a week. Okay. All right. Do you anticipate yourself being on the road anytime soon? Or you're going to take the summer off.
There wouldn't be any place to go to.
Yeah, I know there's a few clubs opening, but you don't want to show up and play to 30% of the house, do you?
Yeah, and I'm sure it's got that nice feeling in the room when you're 6 feet away from the other person, and there are little plastic dividers. It kind of takes away the intimacy.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. That's too bad. The Colossal Podcast, the Gilbert Gottfried's amazing Colossal Podcast, available. You know, we're podcasts are, so check it out. And
yeah, you go to Gilbert. Oh, you go to Cameo. And also you go to cameo.com/Gilbert Gottfried for a personalized shout out.
That's right.
$150.
And that's
worth every penny.
Have Gilbert's voice in there. Thanks, Gilbert. Appreciate it, man. Good luck. Talk soon.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
All right, take care.
Man, we got to have him in person sometime.
And Tournament of Laughs, TBS, yeah. 7-episode competition series, starts on June 21st.
Yeah, he's right about that because, you know, I know that our buddy Chris Frangiola did a gig. Yeah. In Tacoma, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick's got a gig. When's your gig, Nick?
Yeah, Saturday, November 28th.
That's right.
Griswold, Iowa.
Get your tickets now.
East of Omaha.
Yeah, I don't know if they're available yet.
They working on something now. Closer, a little sooner.
All right.
It's going to be big news.
All right.
The host, by the way, is, of Tournament of Laughs is Jason Sudeikis.
I saw that, yeah.
You should see if he wants to talk, Bush.
I love that guy.
We'd love a chat with Jason Sudeikis.
I love the people that call up and have no idea what the show's about that they're on.
Right, I know. He doesn't care. I don't think Gilbert ever cares about it.
What's the show?
I don't know.
I'm on it. But...
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Today is World Crocodile Day. Not alligator.
Are they good pets? We'll take that call.
Probably not.
Take it through the drive-thru.
It's the saltwater crocodile. Yeah. We'll attack you unprovoked.
Yeah.
And they're kind of a-holes.
Right.
Crocs are bigger than gators.
It was on this date in 1986.
They got the bigger jaws like chicks who work at correctional facilities in Idaho.
The croc is the pointy nose, right?
Yes.
Yes.
No. It's more snubby.
There's the square nose.
Yeah. The
alligator's a pointy nose.
It's a longer.
Rounded snout.
That's right. Yeah.
Which is the one Betty White was feeding in her backyard?
I think that was a. I think they were alligators. Great point. I'm not
up
sure.
There, up there near Lake Placid.
From the documentary of Lake Placid, yeah.
Yeah, I think that creature was a crocodile.
Yeah.
A big crocodile.
A big one. Well, when you got to feed it a whole cow.
Right.
Because the crocs live in brackish water. Part salt water, part fresh water.
Right, right, yeah.
I saw a croc in the Everglades.
Well, there was a, when we go to Sanibel in Florida, and I was at this t-shirt shop. Guy was from Omaha, so we were having a conversation. He runs a place, and I said to him, I was asking about alligators in the area, and he was telling me that one lady was trying to feed an alligator years ago, and about a year ago, and she thought it was her dog, and things didn't end up well for that old lady.
Going to say, was she a meal?
Yeah, she was. But he did say, yeah, we got a croc here, too. It's in the ocean, and we have a name for it. I said, you don't tell people that there's a croc that swims around that island because everybody is in the ocean. He goes, you don't see him much, but he's out there.
That's just Gary. He's fine.
They had a name for him. They had a name for him. I'm thinking, you know, people are in the ocean. In fact, I'm in the ocean.
If he gets too close, just smack him on the snout. He'll run away.
Saltwater croc was swimming around that area. I guess that's southern Florida enough. They could still exist there.
You know? It's terrifying.
I know. It was. And we're right. It had a name. And they said, yeah, we call it that.
Go on, get Gary.
Yeah.
You go on back here.
Looking through what passes for news, I saw at England's. You know.
I know.
It's tough these days.
I know it is.
Looking through what passes for news, I saw at England's Daily Star a brief article about a pair of stars there. Robbie Williams in a band called Take That, Field, former X Factor judge, a British talent show. And the point of the article at England's Daily Star was that these two people like to pee in other people's pools.
Not just their own?
Specifically Robbie.
I mean, like, just gets in the water and pees like most people do, or just stands on the edge and pees in the pool and runs?
No, gets
there's
in
a difference.
Pee.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Yeah.
One is gross and one is gross. But
well, he gets in to pee.
Okay. How do they know he's doing
fully clothed?
Well, that's not the point. He just says he does because he compared himself to a dog, insisting that he does it on purpose in order to mark his territory.
Well, he's a weirdo.
Yeah.
I don't think dogs pee in the pool.
No, they don't.
They wait till they get out.
They pee in front of you.
I think he was referring to the marking his territory bit rather than the pool bit.
I never see a dog go, in the pool and just let one go.
Right. Because they would start sinking. They'd stop paddling.
That's true.
They'd start sinking.
That's true.
They got that leg up in the air still.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, Craig, I fully
they would sink, right?
I fully get your comment now about what passes for news. I understand why you prefaced this one that way.
But, but Craig knows we could have a But Craig knows we could have a conversation about it.
See, that's the thing.
But the fact that the fact that somebody picked up this story and ran with it, I understand what he's saying.
Yeah. Well, we'll run with it.
Well, we have a much lower standard.
Of course we do.
Yeah.
And we've all peed in pools before.
Sure.
But we don't necessarily claim them.
No.
No, we do because we have to pee.
Yeah, because
it's
pee.
Not a territorial thing.
Mm-hmm. Don't want to get out of the pool.
No.
Or the ocean. We all pee in the ocean.
I don't even feel like swimming, but I have to pee, so I'm hopping in.
Tracy Kiss is a social media influencer, fitness model, and mother of two from England. She says that she has not been sick in years. Keep in mind, she's a fitness model and a social media influencer. On her Instagram page, you'll see a lot of posts featuring her, Miss Kiss, lifting weights, eating healthy, crediting her daily sperm smoothie habit.
Oh, yeah.
With the fact that she has not been sick in years.
Do you have to lay it right into the blender? Or
she tells Cafe Mom that she no longer gets colds or the flu, even when her kids get sick from school. She says she has such high energy levels. She feels positive and enthusiastic. She has focus and clarity now. She says they at the...
What do they taste like?
Sperm smoothies actually taste pretty yummy.
Oh, see, you talked over it. He said it. We could have had that forever.
She says typically she blends apples, fresh ginger, fresh mint, celery, cucumber, spinach leaves, carrots, and berries. And those fruity flavors drown out the semen-y ones, she says.
Hopefully she has a separate blender for her smoothies and her kids' smoothies.
She says it's similar.
And her husband's smoothies.
Yeah.
She says it's similar to hiding vegetables blended into a sauce for a fussy eater.
Now, once
she
again,
says
Dr.
when
Mina
semen is mixed into a smoothie, it totally disguises the taste but maximizes the goodness.
What is semen?
Well, good sperm's all right. The fruit and vegetables balance out the saltiness, she says, which would otherwise have been overpowering.
Man, I don't know. I don't think there's anything.
It should be noted that this is not FDA approved or recommended by any medical professionals.
Right.
We're pretty sure that Dr. Mina will not recommend it either.
Is she getting it from her husband?
Yeah, like an army of contributors or just one guy?
Can you offer it up just from the tap?
Well, Miss Kiss and her boyfriend live about an hour and a half away because of work, so it's not possible to see each other every day, she says. So, in order to get her regular batches, she says, she uses a small plastic container, stores it airtight in the fridge to save for the next day
or later. So, when he comes to visit for a weekend, he spends most of his time doing that.
Yeah, just
filling up his samples.
Refilling her fridge.
She says if it's going to be more than 24 hours before she sees him again, she uses an ice cube tray.
Does she keep like a baggie on her? No,
for individual portions.
I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, I'm laying off about 3 or 4 jokes, too.
Yeah.
She says her boyfriend has been very supportive.
Well, obviously.
I bet, yeah.
And shape.
But I think you're right.
Got another one.
Separate blender. I don't care what you want. Is this the sperm blender? No, Mom.
Well, the fridge is full of landmines for the kids. If she's got a baggie full of her own special frosting in the fridge,
Mom,
and the ice cube trays are full.
I enjoyed that pudding, Mom. I didn't have pudding in there.
Yogurt? Nope.
Yeah, she goes to the freezer and the ice cube tray is gone.
Oh.
The kids are having some lemonade.
Oh.
Mayo? No.
Oh,
don't have any of that either?
So...
Oh, no.
She says, with just a few lifestyle changes, we can be far healthier, happier, and stronger, and it doesn't have to cost a penny because semen is free and plentiful.
You hear that, ladies?
She's never invited to potlucks.
What is semen?
No.
I think that stuck to the tape.
I don't think it did.
I think it did.
I'm pretty sure it didn't.
Who said what?
Nothing.
Craig said something.
Nothing.
What did you say? I don't think so.
About semen being plentiful?
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. And free.
Well, it is to me.
We got a lot of odd emails over the weekend.
Yeah, we have.
Some of them long, and we'll maybe get into them later in the week. This is a weird one, too, from Scott. I went out last night, got too drunk to drive. My wife came and got me. She had to work this morning, so she took me to my car. She usually drives in silence, which I think is psychotic, but I made her listen to you guys.
Oh, I got it.
She was laughing and asked if you guys were always like this.
Damn right we are.
She enjoyed
the
15-minute drive. You guys make this hangover better. And the subject line was, she's coming around.
All right. Yeah.
It's kind of one of those, my wife hates you. Why don't you come over and meet her?
Oh, I love that.
That kind of thing.
Miss those days.
But.
Yeah, but it sounds like we won her over.
Yeah, we do now. Yeah.
Well, that's better than silence. If he's, just hungover, driving, and she's taking him to his car that he was too drunk to drive home.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're not happy.
15 minutes of funny, and she's coming around.
Every 15 minutes.
That must have been a good segment.
Minus sometimes.
I'm the kind of guy that I bite the hand that feeds me. Because when I drive, like if I drive, I'm driving all the way across the state early next week.
Yeah, well, you're the one who can't find his wallet either.
Nothing.
So I don't get that.
I listen to silence.
I don't know how you do that.
Just road noise for 5 hours?
Yeah, that's psychotic.
Lord.
It's psychotic.
I actually concentrate on the road.
What does that do with that?
It's just a straight line.
That's just stupid. That's not even a good argument for that.
Yeah, it's
can listen to music and still concentrate on the road.
It's not the interstate through the Rockies.
Start dancing if music is on.
It's I-80 across Nebraska. I've done it. It's flat, straight, and boring. What is there to concentrate on?
Nothing.
The voices in my head.
Yeah, that's what you want to get rid of.
The voices in my head keep me entertained.
And tell you where your wallet is.
And I actually found out that my wife's vehicle, and I'm the only one who, everybody hates it, but she has that adaptive cruise control where—
I don't like it.
If you get behind a car—
Most cars have it now. I get it. My wife's does. Mine doesn't. I like it. I like to be able to pass people. And I forget I'm slowing down. That's the problem. I go, why am I slowing down? All that guy, the car in front of me is going like 40 miles an hour.
Because the radar's working.
Believe me, I know it's safe. I understand why they make it. I prefer not to have it.
And once they get out of the way, it goes back up to whatever you had the cruise control set at.
I have no argument against it being safer. Everything about it is what you're saying.
So there's no need to tap the brakes and then press resume.
But I like passing.
All you got to do is hang on to the wheel.
Yeah. I forget I'm going too slow, though. Because the car in front of you is slowing down, and you don't realize it. So all of a sudden, you're just going,
Why
is everybody passing me? Oh, because I'm going 40
You don't notice the speedometer dropping? Because you're too busy cranking the fog hat. That's why.
Damn right.
You're not paying attention.
Cranking the fog hat.
Damn right I am. Damn right I am.
But I rave about that adaptive cruise control. That's the best.
The voices inside your head and just stay, well, yeah, whatever.
Because I drove to Denver.
I hate it. I hate it.
I drove to Denver with that adaptive cruise control with a car from Edwards last week. Last year. And it was so stress-free driving along Interstate 80. Home and back. The most stress-free interstate drive I've had ever.
Well, if you don't even have to worry about like your foot on the gas pedal, you could listen to music or something.
I suppose I could.
Yeah. This is stress-free for me right here. Yeah, the whole way across Nebraska. The whole catalog. Yeah. Going to the city. Got you on my mind. There you go. Country show is pretty. Thanks for bringing that up, Todd. I appreciate that.
And it's got that thing that, you know, if you get out of your lane, it starts beeping.
Right.
I hate that, too.
Yep.
Shut up. Don't yell at me, car.
Yeah.
I'll drive on that line if I want to drive on that line.
I know what I'm doing.
I don't like the cruise control at all.
You wouldn't need to have music going. You wouldn't be passing out the wheel.
Now, if you're signaling to change
so
lanes,
quiet.
If you have a turn indicator on, it defeats that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it turns that off.
According to a report in the Daily Mail, rather, a story from India, everybody and their brother wants to hear what we have to say about this.
The Mailey Dale?
Yep. A pet monkey's owner passed away. The owner is described as an occultist owner who fed the monkey hard alcohol.
Oh, drunken monkey.
So is he, So now, Kahlua the monkey.
Oh,
Kahlua.
That's perfect.
For the monkey.
Has been denied his booze that he's been given low these many years
so
by
jonesing.
His owner.
He's jonesing.
He's jonesing. Kahlua, now called the alcoholic monkey, went on a rampage.
That's a sex act.
Golf News reports that this rampaging alcoholic monkey went in search of booze. Kahlua was ticked. He attacked a total of 250 people and even killed one man.
Feed that monkey some alcohol.
Yeah, just
give him a drink.
Many of the injured need corrective plastic surgery now.
It's a monkey with DTs, man. It's going to go crazy. It doesn't know why it's freaking out. That's sad.
Kahlua is now kept in a cage by himself because his violent, rampaging behavior has not changed at all.
Well, yeah,
in the months since he's been captured and taken off the streets.
Give him a drink.
It's also believed the deceased owner was feeding the monkey meat, which could have fueled his raging behavior.
It's crazy that the tiny monkey brain doesn't understand crime and punishment.
Right.
He's been locked up and he's not changed his ways. Well, yeah, he's a monkey.
It's not going to be rehabilitated.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.